7 after the hour. You are having a good day. I hope you're having a good day. Would you like to get away this summer? How many people have made summer vacation plans already?
Working on it.
You are. What are you going to do? Well, you take vacation all the time, isn't it?
Yeah, I do. That's a constant evolving plan. You know, we start on one right after the other. Like, for example, I'm going to New Orleans this weekend.
Yeah, that's true.
As soon as I get back on Tuesday, then we'll start working on the beach vacation.
Uh-huh.
And then when I get back from that, we'll be working on the Christmas vacation.
Good for you, Richard.
Yeah, don't forget Columbia.
That's right. Well, that's Christmas.
We're
going to Columbia this year.
Christmas in
Columbia. Oh, and then that's my wife that'll be going to Columbia to get the dog.
Okay. Okay. So, if you're not as well organized as
I'm going to take the rest of the day off.
Yeah, listen,
that'd be so easy.
And Jennifer will be right behind you.
Behind you.
Yeah.
I'm a supporter.
Will be here working our little hearts out because this is such tough work. People say, you make it sound so easy. I know. This is a lot of work. I want you all to know this is tough work. Working with Jennifer and Rich,
Diva,
and Kenny, this is tough work.
I'm really hard to work with.
Happy. Yeah, you are, actually.
I know. I am.
I wish everybody was as easy to work with as I am. And then we'd have it all set. We'd have a wonderful thing going on here. I was talking to my friend Dick Summer
yesterday.
Where
are the crickets?
notice the crickets.
Yeah. Dick, you remember Dick Summer, one of the great broadcasters.
Yeah.
Really great broadcasters. And he was telling me a story about being on the air at WNEW in New York. He worked with William E. Williams and some other notables. And he said to he sort of grew up. He's like I was. You know, when I was working at KBC, I pinched myself every day going into work with those people that I had worked with, or not worked with, but I had admired, almost idolized for much of my career. And here I was working on the same station with them. And he was telling me the same story about how working with William B. Williams and some of the other greats in New York radio, when they really were great radio hosts. We don't have good radio. Yeah, we really don't. Honestly, we don't have really... everything's become a jukebox, and there are very few personality radio programs around, if I do say so, like this one. They've dried up because the corporatization of the business has basically killed all of the really creative people because they don't want to either pay them or they don't want to have them be as creative and fun as they were. For whatever the reason, everything has become corporatized.
I just fired one of the biggest morning jocks in Washington radio history.
Yeah, well, hopefully it'll go across the street. Found their butt.
Yep.
So anyway, the point is that Dick was working with William B. Williams, and he emceed a show with William B. Williams in which Vic Damone, most of you don't remember who Vic Damone is, but he's a big singer in the 50s, a saloon singer.
I don't remember. If I hadn't met Dick through you, I wouldn't know who anybody you're talking about.
William B. Williams, who's probably the biggest disc jockey, most well-known disc jockey in the history of New York radio.
Okay.
But you probably don't remember or know of him. Anyway, the point is that at the end of the show, the two of them were working with Vic Damone. Vic Damone looked over at the two of them and said, I love you, man. And they both looked at each other, and without skipping a beat, they looked at Vic and said, we love you too.
Man.
Yeah, and so that was what Dick and I were talking about, because Dick and I have a very similar outlook on life and a very similar outlook on what works on the radio. He envies me because I'm still on the radio, and he would like to be still on the radio. He's about 10 years older than I am. And he still has that great voice and great ideas and tells great stories. But there's no place for him anymore. And the second point of the story, though, is that two or three men together back 40 some odd years ago, who were all in a very public place, said something that most men didn't say to each other. And that was that they love each other. I don't even know that now. I mean, I tell you, Richie, that I love you. And, it's accepted, and you know that I do.
Mm-hmm.
But it isn't the normal kind of thing. We tell our children we love them, tell my son. But do you tell other? I mean, I tell the kids on the farm now I love them because they've helped me in a time, and I really do love them. And so is it a time that allows us to express ourselves, and that's Dick's point. Can we get back to the way we really... I'm not talking about the phony stuff where, you know, during the the heyday of acid rock music. Hey, man, I love you. That's BS. That was crap then, and it's crap now. It is. It was. It was. It didn't have any meaning to it. There's nothing assigned to it. It was just, you know, some guy saying in a drunken, drugged up stupor, you know, something you heard somebody else say. I think that more men ought to be saying, well, women, Jennifer, how often do you tell some of the girls that are your friends that you work with or you hang around with that you love them?
Almost every time I see him.
You do.
That's just me. You know me.
I express that often.
Do
the girls that you're with, do they say it to each other or do they wait for your lead?
I think it's back and forth.
So you think that sometimes there is
They initiate. Yeah,
Do you think people are surprised to hear them say that they love you?
I don't know. I've never thought about it. I don't know. Maybe.
So, Richie, would you go out into the hall? I mean, the average guy there, like Michael. We all love Michael. Michael wouldn't say he loved us, probably. But Paradiso, would you tell him you love Paradiso? Would you tell him you love him?
No.
He would. Mm-mm. And he wouldn't tell you that either.
He'd punch me.
He would.
Why?
No, he would. That's the point. I know
he would. My dad says it a lot, and
I think
he sounds fine.
But yet he does love you, and you love him.
Sure, yeah.
But you will not express that to each other.
No, we've been working together for 16 years.
Right, as long as you and I have been working together.
We're well connected, yeah.
Right. But, so I say it to you, and you take it, and you say it back to me, grudgingly. I won't punch you, and you won't punch me. Yeah. He would punch you.
Well, we're guys. I mean, it's different.
What am I?
You're metrosexual.
My dad always, like, I hear my dad tell his friends, I love you, buddy.
Cheap way out of that.
Yeah. You can say it like a man.
I've said that to Mike. I love you, I think my dad says
he loves you, too.
Yeah, he does.
I love you, buddy.
He may say it more often than I do.
I
love you, man. Yeah.
See?
You guys are closer to the end. You have to get it out.
Oh, my God.
You're mean.
You horse's ass.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, man.
You are mean.
Oh, my God.
I love you, man.
Yeah. Right, you're on your way out. So here's a parting wish for you. Let's see if you can pick a finger. I got two of them up right now.
No, but, I mean, as you get more mature, you start to realize the value of life.
Is that it?
You start to overcome those little...
Then why am I like a I love you person?
You're a girl.
Because I'm younger than you.
You're a girl.
Do you tell...
Yes, it does.
Do you tell Janet every time you see her that you love her?
Yes. Kids. Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Right. 100%.
I won't hang up a phone call with my parents.
Right. No matter how uncomfortable I am because I'm not emotionally out there, it's so important to tell your kids, your wife, your mom, your dad. You know.
You love them.
Yeah, yeah.
And you mean it. And they know.
Yeah.
The kids know it. Meredith knows it when I tell
I'm not an emotionally out there guy, but, you know, I realize the value.
What are you hiding?
I don't know.
Yeah, well,
I don't know.
About it. You're hiding something.
I'm not hiding something.
Yes, you are. You're hiding something.
What do I care?
You're hiding.
What do I care?
What do you mean, what do you care? What you're hiding?
I don't know what I would be hiding.
Well, you may not, but I could come up with a couple of things.
And one of my theories is that Rich is maybe the most sensitive of all of us, but he just hides it.
That's right.
All right. I'm not sure I'd go that far.
Would you admit to that, Rich?
That I'm the most sensitive?
Would you admit that you're probably more sensitive than you let on?
Yes.
More sensitive than I let on? Yes. The most sensitive here? No way. Not even close.
Really?
Oh, my God. Mr. Eggshells over there?
Okay, all right. There we go.
But at least you know. I mean, you know that.
Yeah.
What, that I'm Mr. Eggshells?
Well... Really? But you're sensitive. I wouldn't call you Mr. Eggshells.
My daughter calls me a sensitive new age guy.
Yes, you are.
Yeah. And so maybe that's the best way of making reference to it. Anyway.
Anybody that can cry at a Tom Jones concert.
No, Barry Manilow.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know it's Barry Manilow.
How can I get that wrong?
Don't even ever insinuate that I'm the most sensitive guy here when this guy crying at Barry Manilow concerts is sitting right next
to us.
There's
some very sensitive music there that's very sentimental. That's great emotion attached to it. Tom Jones, not so much. Tom Jones, the only thing you get emotional about is the socks he has in his pants.
Mm.
That's about it. You don't get too much more emotional than that. How in the world did we get off on this track? What was I? Where was I? I was going to talk about the polar bear job that's available for the summertime. I wanted to talk about summer vacation. And guess what you could be doing? the story at DougStefan.com. If was it yesterday we had the, or the day before, we had the job for $30,000. The guy went out and testing water slides for the summer.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, is this in that same, Kenny, is this, the, you know the story, a polar bear spotter is needed on Norwegian islands. You have to be loud. Strong vocal cords. There's a job, a three-week job this summer, spotting polar bears.
Did someone just find one?
Bar! Bar!
Bar it is!
Well, maybe I'll just tell you how you...
I love you, Doug.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks, Ken. I love you, too.
Are you on your way out, too, Ken?
Yeah. Wait, let me get a hold of this one. Uri Geller joins in a few minutes. We're gonna go right down the street with him.
He'd be a good bear spotter.
No, we're going to go down the I love you man department. Anyway, the story about the polar bear job is posted at DougStefan.com.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby 3. You push to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible. Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
Discover card.
So that's it. I lost my job.
My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at Discover.com.
Over a million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands. Like GE, Grainger is America's largest industrial distributor of GE lighting products, including LEDs, which use up to 80% less energy. The brands you want. The products you need. The good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. So call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/GE Lighting today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
Proper selection of replacement tires for your Buick is crucial to maintaining optimal safety, performance, and efficiency. Consideration must be given to vehicle type, weight, and
some music.
Sure. And driving environment. Critical specifications impacting.
I love this. Turn it up.
Impacting overall operation of the vehicle, including drive and handling at. Never mind.
We'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. If you don't know Buick Certified Service, then you don't know Buick. Get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of 4 select brand name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends May 31st, 2013.
Here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, of size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Our love is alive, and so we begin. Foolishly laying our hearts on the table, stumbling in. Our love is a flame, burning within. Now and then, fire life will catch us, stumbling in.
Songs from this week in 1979, starting with Susie Quattro and Chris Norman. How many people remember this song, Stumbling In?
I do remember this song. Looking at the songs for this week, and man, what a sappy, poppy week of music
See,
this
now,
was.
I love sappy, poppy music.
Yeah, no.
Here's number four. I love you too, Richie. Here's Amy Stewart.
Amy.
Her too.
Yeah.
Remember the song, didn't remember her. Amy Stewart, related to Rod?
No. Drum machine, heavy chorus and delay on the guitar. This thing's been run through the ringer here.
Yep. Next pop song, another great pop tune from 1979. This is Pure Plastic.
Oh, wow.
Frank Mills and his instrumental Music Box Dancer was number three during this week in 1979. There's nothing to say about this piece of music. Nothing. Zero.
My brain just went through a time warp. That's
very
what happened here.
Recognizable. All right, so let's get to number two then, Richie.
Now, this is a good
Harry.
One. Yeah.
That's good. My God, this goes back to 1979. Oof. Blondie's Heart of Glass.
Good stuff.
Yeah. And the lyric, by the way, is exactly what you think it is. Crank it up. She could get away with this stuff. Listen to that. What's that? Electric guitar. What else is it?
Oh, that's a synthesizer.
All right. Got that? All right, number one during this week in 1979, not my favorite. Never liked him. Had cows named after him, but that was as far as it went.
That's a good soul hit.
That's why we got Peaches. Peaches, Peaches, and her first calf was a boy, and his name was Herbie. So Peaches, remember we had Peaches and Cream? Peaches, my favorite cow, died last February. All right, so there they are, review of the top five songs this week in 1979.
How many different Peaches were there?
Three.
Herb was the band, and then he just kept replacing Peaches.
Until he found one he wanted to marry.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, at DougStefan.com today, a story of a pickup truck wedged in a tree near Sherwood, Oregon.
That's a trick.
Mystery being unraveled.
So he was in Sherwood Forest?
I was in Sherwood Forest. You're right, Richie.
There you go.
The truck was off Highway 99, 10 feet above the ground. Firefighters used thermal scanners to see if anybody was in it. There was nothing, and nobody and nothing in it. Hospitals reported no new crash victims. Truck was removed. Mystery remains. Nobody knows.
That's weird.
Whose truck it is. You can see the picture of the truck hanging in the tree. But nobody knows how it got there.
K-I-S-S-I-N-G.
Yeah, right.
They couldn't track down the truck?
No. Apparently not. There were no plates on it. They couldn't find a...
How about a VIN number?
A VIN number, they can do that. You're right, Richie. But haven't been able to put it together with somebody who ought to have a truck like that. And so the mystery remains. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Uri Geller coming up in a few moments here on Good Day.
Over a million products, Granger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands. Like GE. Granger is America's largest industrial distributor of GE lighting products, including LEDs, which use up to 80% less energy. The brands you want. The products you need. The good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. So call, visit a branch, or click Granger.com/GE Lighting today. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Geico presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hey there, buddy. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with Geico, we've been riding a lot more, which means I've been able to really exercise these pipes of mine. Just listen to them. Sorry about that. Oh, yeah.
Geico could help you save on your motorcycle insurance, and that should make you and your bike very happy.
Discover card.
So that's it. I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby 3. You push to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. First, you've got to see the video that is turning the medical industry upside down. Go to HealthyBody13.com. That's HealthyBody13.com. Watch this video, then pre-register for the Spring Longevity Convention May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And I prescribe the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, I'm Steve Schultz, Vice President of Training here at Longevity. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, President of the Genesis Communications Network. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'm going to be there.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Longevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to HealthyBody13.com or call 1-800-360-8695. That's 800-360-8695.
Well, I have
garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing Mother's Day special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Plus, order today and you're automatically entered for a chance to win an amazing trip for mom. Three lucky grand prize winners and a guest will be whisked away to your choice of Paris, Napa, or St. Thomas. Just go to ProFlowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 5454. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. 100 colorful blooms for mom, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days, plus a free vase for only $19.99. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday, and if you order this week, you're entered for a chance to win a trip for mom to an incredible destination. The only way to get this amazing deal and be entered to win the trip of a lifetime is to go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 5454.
No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or over. Restrictions apply. See rules of website for details.
Now 33 after the hour, another half hour of conversation on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. The best stories of the day, things that you probably won't hear discussed, even though they are important in usually several different ways. By the way, an acknowledgement to Kyle Bailey, who is the program director of our affiliate, News Radio 1240 KQEN. He is in an area near Portland, Oregon. He was listening to us go through the top five songs from 1979, this week in 1979.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And he said, wow, this was about the week I started in radio, a commercial radio station near Portland. While he was still in high school, he said, I played all these songs when they came out. Now I'm feeling very old.
Uh-oh.
Welcome to the club.
Yeah. All right. So, Jennifer.
So, Dougie.
Among important stories today, the story of Jonathan Griffith, who is an alpine climber and photographer.
Yes.
One of three European mountain climbers who were attacked by Sherpa guides.
Yeah.
Why?
These guides kicked and pelted them with rocks. And I guess it was a result of a fight that happened higher up over a right-of-way. The Sherpas claimed that the three alpinists had ignored their request for them not to climb over their ropes until they had finished fixing the route for a guided expedition group. And apparently these Sherpas don't like Everest climbers because they call them luxury adventurers.
Mm-hmm. Apparently over the last 10 years, the Mount Everest climb has come from changed from this climbing enthusiast
to now fancy people.
I'm a millionaire and I want to be able to say I made it to the top of Everest.
Exactly.
Right. And these Sherpas, who are the local Nepalese people who, you know, basically run the lines up and down for everybody to climb, and they go to the next base camp or camping thing before you get there and set your tent up and everything. Now they have these big luxurious tents with these herbal teas and all this stuff. And apparently they just had it.
So when people to climb in comfort.
Yeah, so when these guys climbed over their ropes, and they weren't even from one of the big tour guide things, they're regular climbers, and they just had it and attacked these people. And then apparently when they went back to the base camp, all of the Sherpas attacked all of the people, and it just got out of control.
Hmm. Well, and by the way, Sherpas are they're not guides. They're usually the porters who take they call them guides, but they aren't really. They're the ones that carry when you're on a trip like this, they're the ones that are lugging, doing all the work.
Right, setting up your stuff. Right.
Mules,
for you.
In essence. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, well, interesting. I mean, luxury.
It has become a pretty big thing to do for fancy schmancy people, though,
yes,
to, climb Mount,
right.
To climb Mount Everest. Yeah.
Yep, right.
Imagine having 100 Sherpas throwing rocks at you, though.
That wouldn't be very comfortable.
No.
Not at all. All right, Richie. Yeah. There is a long line of stores, there are, I should use the plural, that are now selling what is considered to be ethical clothing.
No, after the Bangladesh factory collapse the other day, which now they get 400 lost and still missing 200 people, and there were two factory fires last year in Pakistan and then also in Bangladesh, you know, where they lost 120 people in one of the fires and 250 people in another one of the fires. They're starting to look more into workers' rights and conditions at some of these clothing stores. And this has been around for a long time, since the Kathy Lee Gifford and Nike days back in the 80s, where they started looking at workers' rights at these clothing factories. So the University of Michigan decided to run a little test in a department store, in a suburban Detroit department store. They placed identical socks side by side in the display, And labeled one of them as coming from factories with good working conditions. And when they were priced the same, the socks that came from the factories labeled as good working conditions outsold the other socks. Mm-hmm. So people actually wanted to support the factories that had ethical working conditions.
Yeah.
But as soon as you change the price, even just 5%,
well, it's the bottom line.
It
it's like
33%.
Fair trade products.
Right.
I mean, they're much more expensive.
So the question here is, do you really think about and do you really care about fair trade and ethical working conditions for the people who make your goods and clothes?
Good question for us to put up on Facebook and Twitter, Kenny, at facebook.com/goodday show and on Twitter at Good Day. What are the other things, by the way, that we've been carrying for a day or two that have new comments, new interest, new input?
Let's see. It's still loading. Just a sec. Lots of people like the story from Warren today about the dog that got the 4 bionic paws.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good story.
And lots of comments about the
killed you
about
off.
Whether kids should see the Jackie Robinson movie 42 because of all of the racial epithets in it. Thomas says he hears kids say that kind of stuff all the time, so it's no big deal. Betty says it depends on the child and the involvement of the parent. The child should be old enough. Jean says protecting the children has gone way overboard and is a detriment to them. When you shield children from the uncomfortable of the world, they are unprepared for what happens when they have to deal with real life.
Yeah, but shielding them until they're old enough to understand it so that you can have a conversation with them is, in my mind, the responsible way to handle it. I mean, I don't want a 6-year-old watching racial epithets being thrown back and forth in a conversation or an argument.
All right, let's check in with Uri Geller in a moment and get his read on that. Uri's coming right up here on the Good Day program.
All right, cement's been floated. Hey, Flo, it's time to
pretend we're celebrities getting our stars.
No, it's time to trowel.
Oh, yeah, trowel, definitely.
You want to write your name in it, don't you?
Maybe just a smiley face?
All right.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Discover Card.
So that's it. I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
fairy.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
A recent Shape magazine survey found that 93% of working women snack at the office. The Shape Trend Shapers panel also revealed that 60% of women regret their workday snack choices. Seeing trends like this inspired Sargento to team with Cheryl Burke, a professional dancer and two-time champion on Dancing with the Stars, to share her snacking tips and to unveil a new snacking tool.
Women who are always on the go want snacks that are wholesome, satisfying, and convenient. Snacking is a part of my daily routine because I'm always racing to rehearsal, dance performances, and photo shoots. It's so important to keep my energy up. I love cheese, and Sargento Natural Cheese Snacks gives me the high-quality protein I need in single servings, which help me control calories without compromising on taste.
To find wholesome snack ideas to shake up your snacking routine, Burke recommends visiting the new Sargento Smart Snacking Tool at www.sargento.com/snacks.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at turntohelpnow.com. At turntohelpnow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to turntohelpnow.com today.
With over 900,000 products and 31 diverse product categories, Grainger is basically an anything you need supply buffet. We've got everything from safety and electrical products to hardware, hand tools, and more, so you can efficiently purchase exactly what you need from one source, saving time and trouble. And just to be sure, the buffet thing was a metaphor. Please don't eat the stuff. Buy your supplies smarter. Just call, click Grainger.com, or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
18 before the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler, and Uri Geller is going to join us. We've been talking a lot, especially during this hour, about people and their communication skills. That is, what are you willing to say to somebody you care for or care about your feelings? Do you express love to another man? Do you easily express love to if you're a woman, do you express it to another woman? It's easier for you to, if you're a woman, to express it to a man. Easier for a man to express it to another woman or to another man.
What if it's a mixed sex thing? What if it's like a woman and a man who are not married? Is it appropriate for me to say, I love you, Rich, or something like that? Does it matter? It's okay, you think?
I don't think there's anything wrong with it, but then I'm not the arbiter necessarily of good taste often or always.
Because I do love you, Rich.
Yeah, he knows that.
He knows.
But the other side of it is, does he want to hear it?
Call's very important to him.
I know, apparently. Leave a message at the beep.
What are you talking about?
I just confessed my undying love to you, and you just left me out in the cold, man.
Yeah. Hi, Uri. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Uri. All right, so we're talking.
I was chatting with Uri's office.
We're talking about love and expressing love. You always say at the end of your conversation, I love you all. Mm-hmm. And then we get from you your genuine feelings about love. Rich doesn't really think that it's always appropriate for men to say it to each other. I say it to pretty much everybody that I know. But oftentimes with men, I don't say it. Like the kids that work on the farm for me, Uri, say I love you to me pretty much every day. And I know.
Yes.
What got you started saying it? Why is it? Why do you think it's okay or to be encouraged for men to say I love you?
Because love is connected to happiness. Happiness is connected to cheerfulness. And your cheerfulness can do wonders for others as well as yourself. So I do believe that the power of love is an energy. Mm-hmm. It is an actual tangible energy. Maybe it cannot be proven or detected on today's computers, but there's no doubt in my mind that when we emit love, whether it comes from our hearts or our brains, our minds, it is touchable. You can feel it. And if you can transmit the word love because words are very powerful. With that word, you emit that energy of love, and it touches you. It touches your heart, and it puts a smile on someone else's face. And remember that you've got to emit and transmit and project love all the time around you, because that will be absorbed by others, emitted back to you, and it'll make you a happier person. Does that make sense to you?
Feelings of love and expressions of love are always a way for one to feel better. More important that they are actually meant. Because sometimes people say things like that and they don't really mean them. It's just kind of, I love you. See you, man.
A friend of mine on Facebook posted this thing about 10 things Americans don't know about Americans. And one of the things was we are poor at expressing gratitude and affection. And, you know, you wonder if this is a cultural thing. I will tell you that when I go to Colombia, even my wife yesterday, I'm listening to her talk to somebody at the airlines in Colombia making airlines arrangements. And she's referring to the woman that she's talking to as Amor. And that's kind of like a sweet little cute name. It means love. And so they talk to each other in this very kind of just loving way. And when you're in Colombia, it's very polite, in Latin American countries in general, it's very polite and it's very kind of, I don't know, like it's a more loving conversation, even though she's never met the woman. But in America, do we kind of desensitize ourselves and are we kind of rougher and gruffer about it?
I don't think so, because, you know, when you, for instance, enter a restaurant in Paris, you should see the faces of the waiters or waitresses. When you enter a restaurant in California or in Boston, you see smiles. So, and for instance, when I was in Turkey, everyone kisses everyone. I was amazed that after my show, people came up to me and kissed me, absolutely strangers. And that shows that affection, the power of love and the power of wisdom, the happiness to show that you care about someone else. It's the same with my answering emails. I get 300 emails a day, and I answer every email. I just got a beautiful thank you card from Boston, Doug, today. Let me just open the wardrobe here, and I'll pull the card out. This is a lady who lives in Boston, and she's sick, she has cancer, and I sent her a book called Mind Medicine for free, and I got the most beautiful card in the mail today, and she said, the card says thanks, and I won't mention her name, but it says, Dear Uri, thank you so much for your book, Mind Medicine, I love it. It is easy to read and understand, and I read some every day to keep my mind on track. The book arrived last Friday, the day Boston was in lockdown because of the terror attack. Mm-hmm. And the marathon, I'm a patient at Massachusetts General Hospital where many victims were taken, and they canceled my appointment for chemo. I was very upset, but turned off the TV and read some of your book and began to calm down. Thank you again, Uri, for your thoughtfulness. God bless you. To me, Doug, to receive such a card is so powerful. Mm-hmm. It's so emotional. And because I know that I touched someone and she touched me back.
Touching somebody back is so important. That energy is so important, the love that's connected. There's some words of wisdom from Uri Geller. Check out his website, URIGELLER.com. Uri Geller here on Good Day.
Discover card.
So that's it. I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. This incredible deal expires this Friday. Go to ProFlowers.com and use the secret code BLOOM13. 100 colorful blooms guaranteed to stay fresh for at least a week for only $19.99, plus a free glass vase. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code BLOOM13.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry Guy Mix and Match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty, double-enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And a taste absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Foreign affairs and foreign intervention, part of what the White House has on its plate right now. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. An array of issues surfaced at President Obama's news conference yesterday. The thorny issue of Syria was one of them. The president saying more is going to have to be learned about the possible use of chemical weapons by the Assad regime in Syria before he increases U.S. involvement there.
I've got to make sure I've got the facts. That's what the American people would expect.
The president repeated that the use of chemical weapons is a red line. However, he added that it's not yet known who used chemical weapons for what purpose. Weighing in on this issue is Aaron David Miller, who is with the Woodrow Wilson International Center for Scholars. He says there's a danger here if the U.S. doesn't back up its tough talk.
If the gap between rhetoric and action is so large that it swallows up what remains of American credibility in this region, the president has a significant problem.
And so, Miller says the president may have to take some kind of action in Syria.
The reality is something has to be done in an effort to impose some kind of cost.
Meanwhile, most Americans don't want U.S. forces in Syria or North Korea, for that matter. The latest New York Times CBS News poll shows majorities of both Democrats and Republicans are opposed to direct military action in those nations. 62% of people surveyed said the U.S. has no responsibility to do anything about the fighting between Syrian government troops and rebel forces. 56% say any threat from North Korea can be contained for now without military action. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Public cloud.
Cloud security.
Cloud outsourcing.
These days, a lot of people are talking about the cloud. At Kronos, we're actually doing something with it. From the Fortune 500 to thousands of small and mid-sized businesses, our innovative time and attendance, scheduling, HR, and payroll solutions are helping organizations of all types increase revenues, lower costs, and improve customer satisfaction. Learn more about Kronos Cloud technology at Kronos.com. Kronos, workforce innovation that works.
You wanted it. You got it. Big Easy Click deals are back at Lumber Liquidators Easy Click Flooring Sale. Save up to 48% versus comparable floors at big box stores. Get big coupon savings and save up to 33% off our best laminates. Up to 22% off Easy Click Hardwood. Up to 26% off Easy Click Vinyl Wood Plank. Plus special financing. Easy to install. Easy to finance. Easy to save. It just clicks. Easy Click Flooring Sale is going on now, so get to LumberLiquidator.com or your local store today.
On Wall Street, more gains for the markets yesterday. The Dow up 21 points, closing at 14,840. S&P closing at another record high, up nearly 4 points to 1598. NASDAQ also finished on the plus side, up by 22. Policymakers expected to keep the Fed funds rate near 0% as the Federal Open Market Committee meets in New York today. Analysts say the Fed is also likely to maintain the current pace of bond buying to stimulate the economy. Let's talk about stimulating your own economy. Powerball. Tonight's Powerball jackpot up to $165 million. Powerball lottery played in 43 states, Washington, D.C., and the U.S. Virgin Islands. Couple of closing notes. Today happens to be the 1st of May. We're well into spring, but don't tell that to the folks in Colorado.
The National Weather Service has issued winter storm warnings for the higher elevations west of the Denver area and east of Aspen, and that covers the entire Rocky Range in the state of Colorado.
That's meteorologist Rob Carolyn, who says most of the Rockies west of Denver and into Wyoming could see up to 2 feet of snow. Denver is expected to get 2 to 4 inches of snow today, and all of this means the holiday season can't be far behind. And here they come, the toy soldiers. This must be the Radio City Christmas Spectacular in Manhattan, New York City, and the world-famous Rockettes. Hundreds of dancers from across the country and around the world lined up all day outside Radio City Music Hall yesterday, auditioning to become a Rockette. Go ahead and tell us why you're doing this.
It would be my dream come true. Ever since I've seen them, I wanted to be a Rockette.
I've danced my whole life, and I've loved performing, so becoming one that I idolize over would be amazing.
The dancers who auditioned needed to learn a brief routine taught by a Rockettes choreographer and then perform solo. Sounds like a lot of pressure. This Rockette hopeful tried to keep her nerves in check.
Yeah, I think I learned to dance before I learned to walk. I don't want to psych myself out, so I'm just looking at it as just taking class.
You know, I bet you I could do some of this leg kick stuff. Doesn't look too hard. Give me some room here. 5, 6, 7, 8. Oh! Now, that's what I call a big finish. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. This incredible deal expires this Friday. Go to proflowers.com and use the secret code BLOOM13. 100 colorful blooms guaranteed to stay fresh for at least a week for only $19.99, plus a free glass vase. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code BLOOM13.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.